Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
I'm pleased to advise the House that the first vehicle crashing under the Boy Racer legislation took place this morning at Seaview in Lower Hutt.
Police Minister Anne Tolley responding to this question from one of her own backbenchers, National's Botany MP, Jamie Lee Ross.
What actions has the government taken against illegal street races?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
The Minister said the crushing had been pretty spectacular.
The car's owner had been found guilty of driving while suspended, loss of traction and dangerous driving, leading to a 21-month disqualification. The court ordered his car to be seized and destroyed following his third strike under the Sentencing Vehicle Confiscation Amendment Act introduced by my colleague Minister Collins in the last term of this government.
That'd be Crusher Collins, now Minister for Justice and ACC, while as her successor as Minister of Police, Anne Tolley faced some tougher questions from Labor's former leader Phil Goff.
Why did she yesterday tell the Select Committee no less than four times that Budget 2012 did not represent a cut in real terms to police operational funding when patently it does?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Because it didn't. The police received a similar budget to the previous year other than carryovers, and that is the same amount of money.
Maybe so, said Mr. Goff, but the police also told the committee that inflation could increase their costs by $24 million, while their operational funding had gone up by only $8 million.
Does that not represent, in real terms, that is taking inflation into account, a cut of over $15 million this year?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr. Speaker, because this government lives in the real world, where we are in the middle of a global world recession. And police, as I said yesterday...
Point of order, the Honourable Phil Goff.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, said the question had been straightforward and ordered Mrs. Tolley to answer it.
Mr. Speaker, as I said in answer to that question in the Select Committee yesterday, the police have received the same amount of money. They have been asked to live within their budget like every other ministry and department. That in no way represents a cut, which is a withdrawal of money from the budget.
But that failed to satisfy Mr. Goff.
Either it does represent a cut in real terms or it doesn't, and I cannot get an answer from that minister.
A cut in real terms for Mr. Goff, though, did not exist in the real world for Mrs. Tolley.
Mr. Speaker, the difficulty is that it is what's called estimates. So there is an estimate of what inflation might be, and in the real world, you have to wait and see what happens.
Question time was followed by resumption of the debate on the government's mixed ownership model bill, still in its committee stage, while across the border in one of the committee rooms, Rhys Lyon reports that all the talk was about people smuggling.
The Transport and Industrial Relations Committee looked at a bill that cracks down on people smuggling and heard from Changemakers Refugee Forum manager Tim O'Donovan, who began his submission in a light-hearted manner by touching on the current Irish rugby campaign against the All Blacks.
To start their preparation for the first test, the Irish team were detained by Immigration New Zealand officials. So the management of the Irish team then went to Immigration in New Zealand and said, well, can you give us some rationale as to why we were detained? The first reason was that the players weren't New Zealanders. The second reason was there was more than 10 of them, so it was deemed to be a mass arrival. Now, I relate the story in jest, but it highlights one of the significant flaws that Changemakers sees in the bill before the committee.
Mr. O'Donovan explained his concern with the bill.
The bill proposes that a group of more than 10 people is a mass arrival. And as we note in our submission, often more than 10 people is a family. So while we understand the need to prepare and to plan for a potential of a large number of people arriving on an unscheduled craft, there is a disconnect between this and the rationale given for a bill which proposes changes that define a mass arrival as more than 10 people.
Mr. O'Donovan suggested an amendment to the bill.
And we're proposing that this is increased to more than 49 people. Any less than 50 people could be processed in an effective way and under the procedures that we currently have. To do this would ensure that the rights of vulnerable people to claim asylum are protected, our international reputation in this area is enhanced, and that people needing assistance are treated in a way that you and I would be happy to be treated should we ever have the misfortune of needing to seek asylum. Thank you for your consideration.
Changemakers Refugee Forum General Manager Tim O'Donovan making a submission on the Immigration Amendment Bill, which is due to be reported back from the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee by September 10.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.